Right. My name is Zeke. This is Radio Zeke. That would make me Zeke Duckworthy. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And because this is a college station, although this could happen to anybody, we are told by the experts who are actually present in the form of Bill, who's just leaving the premises. Yes, Bill has now left the building, folks. And thank you for playing Sharon Van Etten. That's one of the great songs. Serpents, what a great song. My theory before I got here was to play a bunch of stuff off YouTube. And the way this works is we've got this computer, and the computer has an output that goes into this nice board, unlike what we had back in the old analog days. But there seems to be a problem. There's no audio coming out of the computer going to the board. So that means we have to either play CDs, or we can play something off the internal automation system, which is known here as Rivendell, or we can play vinyl. So I might have to do some scrambling. And I am going to start after I play this right here, which is a PSA that you play at the top of the hour.
To believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
And you don't want to argue with CPAs. Now, unfortunately, if we had an IT person here other than me, I would now be whipping them mercilessly. Here's where you insert the whip, whip sound effect that we don't have, because our board does not connect to our computer. So, as I say, I'm going to have to play some vinyl. I'm going to have to play some CDs. And this, of course, screws everything up. But we are nothing if not, let's say, you know, in a chimpanzee-like way, curious and capable of, like, making tools out of sticks and things like that. So we'll see what happens. I am Zeke Duckworthy. This is Radio Zeke. Before I start playing stuff, I'm going to make an acknowledgement. Now, I know this is a non-commercial station, and no commercial consideration has or will ever be paid for this following little heads up. But if you are a musician in town, you probably know Yukon Stubblebine. Stubblebine Guitar used to be, it was called Mass Ave Guitars, and he was located in Porter Square on Mass Ave, which is in our 91.5 FM actual terrestrial broadcast range. And he's moved over to Union Square. And I happened to be riding my motorcycle through there, and I looked over and went, wow. Mm. So just, you know, heads up. If you're looking for the old Stubblebine location, it has now moved, and it's still called Mass Ave Guitars, but it's not on Mass Ave. But that's kind of a Boston thing. You'll figure it out. And he does real good work on guitars, as everyone in town will attest. Not that there are other good luthiers, but he is a good luthier and guitar fixer. I will also shout out, to use the common parlance, the Vulgate, as they would say back in Latin days, to Tavern at the End of the World, where I played last night with Alex Pham, who is a fabulous violinist and fiddle player. Not that those two always overlap, but in this case, they did. And Alex backed me up over at Tavern at the End of the World. And I want to thank the folks at WEMF, which isn't actually a radio station because it's an internet-only station. And so I'm violating all sorts of things. You never mention anybody other than yourself on air. That would be WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. But they did book me, and, you know, so there you go. And so Heather Timmons, hello, thank you very much. If you are listening to us on the internet, wherever you may be, that could be in Florida, Jupiter, Florida, to be precise. Beware of all those snakes that they let loose on you down there. If you're in Chester, England, hello to you. I would be playing some Beefheart if I could figure out how to get it off the computer, which I can't. If you are in Kiel, Germany, if you are in Taiwan, if you are in California, Austin, Texas, Nashville, if you are in this area and driving around, hello to you. And let's see what I can play here to begin. I'm going to start with this song called Mary by a band called Big Thief.
Kiss me like you used to in the gym. you carried all of time. Oh, in heavens, when you looked at me, your eyes were like machinery. Your hands were making artifacts in the corner of my mind. Monastery, monochrome, boom, boom, machine and all. Diamond rings and gutter bones, marching up the mountain with our vacant planet. High and smiling, cheap drinking, dark and violent, full of butterflies, the violent tenderness, the sweetest side.
I said, move yourself, man, and start your driving. He was very angry, but he asked where to. I said, take me to the station, my train leaving soon. So guess what he did to me just for spite? He stopped at every single traffic light. He took the wrong turn and the long way too. He stopped at the bar just to use the loo. When I got to the station, it was all in vain. Good golly, good gosh, I said, I missed my train.
Lord! Me kick up the taxi, me kick up the taxi. A driver, me lick up the taxi, me lick up the taxi. A driver, me kick up the taxi, me kick up the taxi. A driver, me lick up the taxi, me lick up the taxi. A driver,
not stopping, they just not stopping.
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 Here we go.
Encore, people.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
in a London city and in a New York. There are no go areas after dark. Some mobs on the streets and teeth in the park. And tramps on the sidewalk. A damn skylark. So some catch a taxi and they reach their spot. Pretend to pay the fare and then they just run off. Some argue with the driver, say the fare ain't right. The next thing you know, they got a kitchen knife.
Driver, won't stop for me. Whenever I flag him down, he won't stop for me.
Not stopping, they're just not stopping.
Yo, taxi.
Yo, taxi.
Yo, what up? Pull up. What up? Hey.
To hail a cab, you gotta be fast. They try to catch a taxi, but they just drive past.
The taxi cab driving it, stop for me. Got all kind of excuses up his sleeve.
Some say
I'm off jury.
Some say
I'm not free.
The taxi cab driving it, stop for me.
Because of my dreadlocks looking wild. The two got my mugger, a some bad guy. No, they never stop, they just pass me by. They treat me like a leper who was left to die.
Driver,
won't stop for me.
Stop for me.
They care how I flag him down, he won't stop for me.
Not stopping, they just not stopping.
Excuse me, Mike, can you get me a taxi?
Who was just a child, still a taxi driver wouldn't give me a ride. He was caught by the traffic lights and had to slow down. So I opened the back door and set my son down. He tried his best to stop me from coming in. I said, move yourself, man, and start your driving. He was very angry, but he asked where to. I said, take me to the station, my train leaving soon. So guess what he did to me just for spite? He stopped at every single traffic light and took the wrong turn and the long way. And stop at the bar just for you. When I got to the station, it was all in vain.
Alright, so now we're doing this in the background here, like a real sound system. We got Steel Pulse going here, Taxi Driver. And we have serious audio problems in the sense that no matter if we reboot or don't reboot or do anything else, we are stuck, so we can't pick up any source off of the inner tubes. So we're going with CDs and vinyl.
Just not stopping.
So this has put paid to my plan to play Tiny Ruins after that first song that I played, which is Mary by Big Thief. And I think I will run out this and move over to this right here.
Yeah.
great Mercer Ellison Orchestra, Ellington. I'm sorry, let's do this again. That is the great Mercer Ellington and his orchestra doing Black and Tan Fantasy, the Stepping into Swing Society bit of vinyl that we have lying around here. And because we are still endeavoring to patch up this miscommunication between point A and point B, the hip bone not quite being connected to the leg bone and the jawbone being connected to the brain bone, which is the Zeke problem. The problem exists between Zeke and keyboard, as they say. But in this case, the problem actually appears to be some kind of computer-related issue. So I'm just going to play some more vinyl here, and that means I got to scramble. And as promised, I think I will, in fact... Here, turntable right. Let's see if I can cue up a little bit of Captain Beefheart off of Trout Mask Replica. I may play several of these, so stand ye by.
A thick cloud caught a piper cub's tail, a match struck blue on a railroad rail. The old puff horse was just pulling through, and a man wore a peg leg forever. I'm on the bum where the hobos run. There breaks with filthy chatter. Oh, I don't care, there's no place there. I don't think it matters. My skin's blazing through and my clothes in tatters. And the railroad looked like a Y up the hill of ladders. One shoe fell on the gravel, one stick poked down. Gray of age fell down on a pair of ears. An eagle shined through my whole watch pocket. A gingham girl, baby girl, passed me by in tears. A jackrabbit raised his folded ears. A beautiful sagebrush jackrabbit, and an oriole sang like an orange, his breast full of worms, and his tail clawed the evening like a hammer. His wings took air like a bomber, and my rain can caught me a cup of water. When I got into town, odd jobs, ma'am. Ah, your horse I'll fodder. I'm the roundhouse man. I once was your father. A little up the road, a wooden candy stripe barber pole, and above it read a sign, Painless Parker. Licorice twisted around under a fly, and a youngster cocked her eye. God before me, if I'm not crazy, is my daughter. Come, little one, with your little dimpled fingers, give me one, and I'll buy you a cherry phosphate. Take you down to the foaming brine and water, and show you the wooden tits on the goddess, with a pole out full sail that tempted away your peg-leg father. I was shanghaied by a high-hat beaver mustache man and his pirate friend. I woke up in vomit and beer in a banana bin, in a soft lass with brown skin, bore me seven babies with snapping black eyes and beautiful ebony skin. And here it is, I'm with you, my daughter, 30 years away can make a seaman's eyes, a roundhouse man's eyes flow out water, salt water.
life, along with my wife. I'm going up on the mountain for the rest of my life. For they take my life, for they take my wildlife, for they take my wife. We got my mother and father, it ran down all my kin. Folks, I know I'm next. Wildlife, along with my wife. I'm going up on the mountain for the rest of my life. For they take my wildlife, for they take my wife. For they take my wife. Wildlife. Wildlife. Along with my wife, find me a cave and talk them bears into taking me in. Wildlife, along with my wife, wildlife, it's a man's best friend. Wildlife, along with my wife, I'm going up on the mountain for the rest of my life. For they take my life, for they take my wildlife, for they take my wife. Wildlife, wildlife, wildlife. A cave and talk to bears to take me in. Wildlife is a man's best friend. Wildlife. Wildlife.
The artist Don Van Vliet, also known to his millions and millions of adoring fans as the Captain Beefheart and his magic band, off Trout Mask Replica, one of the absolutely seminal releases, thousands of years ahead of its time. All right, we are scrambling here. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. You're listening to Radio Zeke, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The reason we are scrambling is because we are having a couple of electrical kind of studio related issues where the things aren't working the way they're supposed to, but some things do appear to be working, and I think I will try and shift over to a logical segue, mentally speaking. So if you're listening to Beefheart, it kind of makes sense to listen to Tom Waits, right?
Yeah.
right, Tom Waits here, Gospel Train. Now, I'm experiencing significant issues here. Let's see here. Continuous automation off. Single. All right, here we go. All right, that worked. Wow. All right. Okay, so we had a couple by Don Van Vliet, Captain Beefheart, off of the Trout Mask replica. We had one by Tom Waits, who is channeling his inner Beefheart at that point. Now I've got something that I have no idea what it is because I've just grabbed it. Let's see, in CD number 2, this is a band called, or a band, a gentleman named Soren Juul. He appears to be Swedish because this was recorded in Copenhagen in 2015. And this is called Ambitions.
What it is I feel is missing.
Tallest Man on Earth, following Soren Yule, because it did kind of fit there. I might play another Soren Yule in there. I'm not familiar with this record. It's called This Moment. Came out last year. Tallest Man on Earth is clearly knows his way around a guitar. He's not actually the tallest man on earth, I'm told. And I hate to disappoint you, but Bonnie Prince Billy, he's not really a prince either.
I saw it written and I saw it say,
And if I was playing it off vinyl, which I'm not, but if I was, there'd then be 2 minutes of silence actually cut into the vinyl, not by accident. We are coming up. It's 11 minutes before noon. You've been listening to Radio Zeke. I am Zeke Duckworthy, your host. Hello to all of you. I have some apologies to make for the condition of this studio, which is precluding the normal operation of the studio, which involves mixing things from our internal library, which is called Rivendell, some vinyl, and there's about 35,000 things on vinyl here. CDs, of which there's a very large number, and it's impossible to find anything. But the internet, meaning off YouTube, you can take the audio off things and play that, but you can't today because there is an operational problem. So I'm just kind of scrambling here. Let's play another PSA while we figure out what to do next.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Now, I'm not responsible for these PSAs. I do note that the person who is responsible seems to have a whole bunch of things about marijuana. So I'll just let you draw your own conclusion. I have been playing some kind of introspective, I won't call it shoegaze, but, you know, sort of bumping into that. Nick Drake, Soren Yule, Tallest Man on Earth. I'm going to play another Soren Yule, and then I'm going to shift gears completely and roll out with something a little livelier, including another bit of Captain Beefheart. Here we go with Soren Yule. This one's called Greenpoint.
Thank you.
Point by Soren Newell. I am about to roll out of here. I'm going to close out before I switch over to automation, which does appear to be working here. One more by the Captain, Beefheart. This one's called Veterans Day Poppy, off Troutmass Replica. You've been listening to Radio Zeke, Zeke Duckworthy, at your service. I'll be back next week. Feel free to check in at, you can email me, zeke@duckworthy.com. I will get back to you. Have a great day. Bye.
Rain and warm my breath, my life's blood, streaming empty, she cries, you don't get me high. It can only make me cry.